It's headline in the Herald today. It's in a lot of the papers. Twitter went mad last night with this, and it just is an absolutely appalling story. A gang of teens, some as young as 13, doused a horse in petrol and burnt it alive in a Dublin suburb. It's hard to comprehend. Gillian Bird is head of education with the Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Gillian, how are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
This is just a crazy story.
It is, isn't it? Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's only the tip of the iceberg, and it's not uncommon for the DSPCA to be dealing with cases like this.
What are the circumstances? What have you got so far from the story?
Well, we haven't got a huge amount. What we know is the incident happened very late on Wednesday night, Thursday morning. We don't have much information. We know that the horse was doused in petrol. Mm. We have been told by the guards, because they have a witness, who unfortunately is not prepared to come forward. They're too scared to say the animal was alive when it was doused with petrol and set alight.
Oh my God. Mm. And the witness, we don't know, is this somebody that was part of the group? Or
No, it was a passerby, but basically...
Where did it take place? It was on an open ground?
This was on open ground on beside a main road in Tala, just on the outside of Tala, down towards the City West direction, down from the Lewis line. It was... There was houses around the estate. Mm. It was an area of ground that was basically left there with the horses put on it.
Yeah. How many people were involved?
We don't know. We haven't got. We've got very, very limited amount of information, unfortunately, from the guards. We don't even have the ages. I know this is going around saying they were teenagers, but we didn't get that information from the guards ourselves.
It's just one of the papers is reporting some as young as 13.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be unusual. We have seen situations of children of that age actually getting involved in situations like this.
When you arrived, when the DSPCA arrived, was the horse dead?
Oh, the horse was very dead. Very dead, very gone. And because we'd had such a damp night, there was no fire left. We couldn't actually even identify properly the colour of the horse for sure, what colour it would have been. And basically, there was no evidence of any microchip. Either the horse wasn't microchipped or the injuries were, or the burning was so bad it had been destroyed.
And did you get many calls from people, from eyewitnesses, or just people ringing the guards?
We've had absolutely no calls about it. We had a few people telling us that they had reported the horses a few days before, and we had received horses in the area.
Yeah.
But the horses that we'd gone out to, because we deal with the sick, injured, and cruelly treated animals, we went out to were actually in very good condition, and they weren't in this particular area.
Gillian, have you ever met or spoken or dealt with somebody who gets involved in animal cruelty?
Yeah, I actually come across it on a regular basis. As head of education, I deal with all the schools and the school talks, and I'm regularly called into schools. But I do. I come across this with kids a lot of the time. And some of them can be very young. You can be talking about 6-7-year-olds who are bragging about things. Other ones are kids who are just talking about things that they've come across, things that their parents do with them, that is absolutely normal as far as they're concerned.
So they'll go out with their parents and be part of you know, animal cruelty.
Absolutely. I mean, you get people who talk about going out and going hunting with dogs and hunting rabbits, and you know, I've had stories of kids telling me about how they've gone out with as a group, either with parents or relatives or whatever, and they've gone out and the dogs have seen a cat and they've encouraged the dogs to go chasing after and tearing a cat apart. So we do see this. I mean, this is why the DSPCA is so adamant about educating. We've always been very, very strong in the education. We believe strongly if we can educate enough and educate people properly, we can end cruelty full stop.
But I mean, in a situation like this, do you think that Dennis, we don't know what ages they are, but assuming that they're teenagers or whatever, do they go back to their house and do they brag to their parents, or does their dad high-five them or something?
You don't know. There's
scary.
No idea. Absolutely.
Scary.
I mean, that is terrifying because you have to look at the lack of empathy and you know, what the parents are like and how they bring up the children.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then on the other hand, a lot of these parents are probably totally and utterly unaware of this. You know, their child has just been out with the friends and they think absolutely nothing of it. Maybe the child does really well in school. They're really good at their sports. They're a model child and they go out and do this. It's very difficult to know.
This is almost psychopathic behaviour.
It is, absolutely. And I mean, animal welfare, it's interesting because animal cruelty and fire starting are both seen as links to more serious crimes.
Absolutely.
So what you've got here is a combination of both of them. So it would be a great concern to the SPCA and the guards.
And if you had, I mean, one psychopath is one too many. If you have five or six possibly standing around this horse cheering and it's just, it's hard to comprehend. It's like something from an appalling horror movie.
Absolutely.
That you want to turn off, you know?
That's it. And I feel very sorry for any of the people who were actually there and witness and part of this, who probably didn't want to be involved in this, felt very strongly about it, but were probably scared, and there was an awful lot of peer pressure, and they get dragged along into that. And that's how an awful lot of people get involved in crimes. They don't want to be part of it, but it's part of the gang mentality, and if they back out of it or they say anything, they'll be jeered and beaten up and all these sort of things.
I mean, as you say, I imagine, again, if it's a gang of five or six, they probably live close to or on the same street. People know, there's people out there right here, right now, that have a suspicion or know who these guys are, whoever they are. They know who they are. And as you said, it's a fear of picking up. But people can pick up a phone and anonymously just give a tip saying, look, I think you should talk to your man down the road or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there is rumours that there is a video floating around out there at the moment. And we were working with the guards at the moment. We're trying to find this video because obviously if there is a video, we need to have it removed straight away. But if anybody does know of the location of this video, please do let us know.
How many abandoned horses are there at the moment around the city?
There's thousands.
I saw a report recently where they were taking them in Cork and there was a huge amount.
You see, you've got this thing. I mean, the legislation is in place. It is there to deal with the horses. We have the horse passport.
Yeah.
We have rules and regulations. It's not being enforced, but also there's confusion out there. People aren't quite sure about whether they're allowed of a horse, they're not allowed of a horse, where they're allowed to put it, what the permission situation is for landowners. And the five horses that were removed from the site, the location where we found that horse yesterday, none of those were microchipped. So there's no traceability for those animals. So it's back to the same situation again we were in last year of traceability of animals.
Well, I tell you, that's just some horrific story. And as I said, you say that this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the one that's made the front page, but there's probably stories like this every single day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have another horse coming into us now this afternoon as well, which was being badly treated in the Tala area.
Okay, well, we'll watch this story. Julian, thanks for taking the call.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right, take care of yourself.
You.
That's Julian Bird, Head of Education with the Dublin Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. I would urge anybody that's any information. I mean, that is psychopathic behaviour, is setting a horse on fire. That's just appalling. And if there's like five or six guys cheering and jumping around and then videoing it, that's, I tell you, that is sick beyond sick. All right, if you want to get to us, 1850 715 922 or text at 51552. We'll take a break.